الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم في شعبان فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. Somewhere there is darkness, somewhere there is light. Somewhere rain waters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere people are celebrating, a child is born, or nikah is taking place. Somewhere people are exhibiting their sorrow, their grief. Janaza is being lifted up. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted. Somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Constantly changing situations, conditions and circumstances. And all these various changing situations and circumstances are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and the earth, without the advice of anyone, without asking from anyone, is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, from the heavens to the earth. The arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every condition, circumstance, situation. Without asking from anyone, without the advice of anyone, without the assistance of anyone, is one Allah alone. We are living in a circumstance, in a condition, my respected brothers and sisters, whether we look in the east or the west or the north or the south, the length and breadth of the earth, whether it is the so-called scientifically and technologically advanced nations, what we call the first world countries, or whether it is the poorer, less advantageous communities throughout the world, those who are not so scientifically or technologically advanced, call them third world countries. Humanity, the length and breadth of the earth, or the world today, the situation that is facing humanity is clearly depicted in the similitude or example which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the Quran. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتِ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَاب ظُلُمَات بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضُ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Allah describes a dark night. And then on top of that, another layer of darkness, the darkness of the oceans. Then the darkness of a raging storm. And then the darkness of the rising waves, one above the other. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Such darkness, such ignorance, such confusion, that Allah says, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. That if they have to hold their hands in front of their face, they would not even be able to see their fingers. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah doesn't give them light, if Allah does not remove this darkness, if Allah does not give humanity direction, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ, then who is going to give them light? Every situation, every condition, every technology, every economy, every of those systems which humanity relied upon and which humanity raised to the level that they had made these systems their ilah, their khuda, their god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One situation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about, because for Allah, Allah does not need something huge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَةً فَمَا فُوقَهَا. When Allah wants to show us His power, Allah uses a mosquito. The might of the greatest ruler of that time, Namrud, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Allah Ta'ala decided his destruction, Allah didn't send a huge army. Allah did not send some huge new technology which humanity did not know about. Allah used a tiny mosquito, and in some narrations it comes even that it was a langran mosquito, crippled mosquito, that was used to destroy Namrud. When Allah decided to destroy the army of Abraha, they also, Ababil, birds were sent. In their mouths were pebbles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used those pebbles, created the force of torpedoes in those pebbles, and destroyed the army of Abraha. Allah does not need huge examples. Today the whole world has been brought to a standstill. We are well aware of the situation. What has Allah used? Allah has used something that is so tiny that the naked eye cannot even see it. You need a microscope to see a virus. Medical science has been brought to a standstill. Scientists of the world are baffled. The systems and economies and industries of the world, which humanity had so much of pride upon, to such an extent that, as I mentioned earlier, we have erected and raised these to the positions of idols. May Allah forgive us that today even the believer, when he is in sajda, in salah, closer than sajda, he cannot go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Already how close is Allah to you? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we created this human being and we know when your soul is whispering to you. We are closer to you than your jugular vein. We are closer to you than your jugular vein. Allah, who is closer to us than our jugular vein. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when this mata, when this forehead is placed in sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aqrab, you go even closer to Allah. Allah is even closer to you than your jugular vein when you are in sajda. And yet the tragedy and the travesty that is facing humanity today, illa mashaAllah, that outwardly it is a display of abdiyat. Outwardly it is a display of our handing ourselves over to Allah. Outwardly it is a display of our servitude to Allah. Yet even in that sajda, the heart is making sajda to something else. We have erected idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of science, idols of technology, idols of weaponry, idols of technological advancement. So that outwardly the forehead is on the ground before Allah and the heart is making sajda to these things. However, one of the most frightening One of the most frightening verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a day is coming, a day is coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says, we will split open this heart. We will split open this heart and we will reveal what is inside this heart. Halat, conditions that we are facing in the world, my respected brothers, one is the reaction of the people without iman. The travesty that is facing us, I am digressing. Humanity is caught up in such darkness today. Such darkness that whether it is the first world countries, whether it is the third world countries, whether it is those that are technologically advanced, whether it is those that are backwards, there is total, complete confusion. Total, complete confusion. One are those people without iman. One are those people who don't have the Quran. One are those people who don't have the example of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their confusion, their ignorance, their darkness perhaps to some extent could be understood or appreciated. The tragedy and travesty that he's facing us is that even those with iman, even the ummah of the Quran, even the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam themselves have reached the brink of desolation and despair. Themselves are confused as to what is the solution, what has brought about this situation. Let us understand, my respected brothers, the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says there was once a time when there was nothing. Will the disbelievers not see? Will they not ponder? Will they not reflect? Will they not realize? Will they not acknowledge? Awalam. This is the compassionate manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly in the Quran calls out and appeals to the intellect of humanity. Awalam. Awalam yara. Allah says, will you not see? أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Will you not ponder? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not utilize your aql, your intelligence? أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Will you not listen? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Will you not see? Repeatedly throughout Quran, we find this gesture of compassion, of kindness, of mercy, where Allah, who is not in need of us, there was nothing. Allah says the heavens and the earth were compact. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. We split it. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we made every living thing out of water. The aquatic nature of all living organisms, we, our bodies, 60-70% is water. This scientific acknowledgement or realization is only 1 or 2 centuries old. Yet 14 centuries ago, already in the Quran, Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made every living organism out of water. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will you not believe? قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضِ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي 4 أيام سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن 7 سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. الله أكبر. Tell them, which Allah's kufr are you making? Which Allah are you turning your back upon? Which Allah are you denying? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Who created the some meaning that is derived from these verses that I have described or that I have read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created the heavens and the earth. 2 days the earth was created. Another 2 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled this earth with the minerals, with the valuable entities that ensured the subsistence of this human being on the surface of this earth for centuries and centuries and centuries. 2 days the earth was created. Two days, قَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا. The earth was filled with the various minerals and resources which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made available for the subsistence of this human being. And then the seven heavens and the seven earths, the skies were erected another 2 days. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is the proportionment, this is the distribution of that Allah who is Aziz and Alim, who is mighty and has complete knowledge. We cannot comprehend the vastness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot comprehend Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Every blade of grass, every wisp of air, every droplet of water, every germ, every insect, every virus, every insan, every jinnat, the birds, the insects, the animals, our body parts, everything in the heavens and the earth. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ is glorifying Allah, praising Allah, hymning the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the mighty, He is the wise. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ. To Allah belongs the dominion, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Malik and Khalik is Allah. Musawwir is Allah. Hakim is Allah. It is His hakimiyat, it is His hukumiyat, it is His samadiyat, it is His jabariyat that is muhit, that has encompassed every facet of His creation. رَفَعَ السَّمَاءَ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Allah erected the heavens. فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونَا. It is Allah that brought about the streams in the earth. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. It is Allah that stretched out the earth. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. The heavens were created by Allah. The earth was created by Allah. The rivers and the streams by Allah. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. The trees and the vegetation on this earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ وَهَذَا مِنْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَمِنْ كُلٍّ تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. Somewhere river waters, somewhere sweet, somewhere ocean waters, somewhere salty. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَ لا يبغيان. Between the two, a barrier, not allowing the one to go into the other. You cannot see it. It is the amr and the command and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fishes in the sea belong to Allah. The oceans belong to Allah. The تَسْتَخْرِجُونَ مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. The pearls in the oysters belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the falling of the rain waters, in the growing of the crops, in the movement of the hue of the ships over the vast oceans, in the animals that you see, minhum may yamshi ala batni, some of them are crawling, minhum may yamshi ala rijlain, some two-legged, minhum may yamshi ala arba, some of them are four-legged, in the animals, in the clouds suspended above you. Cumulonimbus is the name of just one rain cloud. It is said that this cloud has 300 million tons of water. Yet was sahabil musakhar, suspended between the heavens and the earth. Rafa'a as-sama'a bighayri amadin tarawnaha. You look at the huge sky which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has erected. Where's the pillars? Where's the support? Why does it not fall down upon your head? Various things around us, there is no time to go into the detail. All this Allah says, inna fi dhalika la'ayatin liqawmi ya'qilun. In all this are signs for a nation that will understand, that will accept the Hakim of this heavens and the earth, the ruler of the heavens and the earth, the owner of the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Insan's purpose, insan's object was to display his ubudiyat before Allah, hand ourselves over to Allah. Halat and conditions that are prevalent in the world, where the system of the world has turned against us. The verse of the Quran, which I recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Fitna and fasad, confusion, zulmat, darkness, problems, travesties, trials, tribulations, hardships have beset humanity. Why? Bima kasabat aydin nas. It is the actions of humanity. How much longer, my respected brothers and sisters, are we going to be the enemies of Allah? How much longer are we going to defy the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much longer are we going to turn our backs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much longer are we going to belie and fool ourselves that this life is forever? How much longer are we going to deny mort and death? How much longer are we going to deny our mortality? How much longer are we going to blindly make idols and gods and deities out of the economic system of this world and blindly chase them at the expense of our deen, at the expense of our servitude to Allah, at the expense of our turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much longer are we going to take for granted the ni'mats and the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah says, will you not see, will you not accept, will you not realize, أَنَّ اللَّهَ, that verily Allah has put into your service everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. And the ni'mats and bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are raining down upon you. Raining down upon you. Today we understand when we talk of ni'mats, when we talk of bounties, a person has his health, a person has his eyesight, a person has his hearing, a person's heart is in good condition, his liver, his lungs, his inner organs are in good function, are in good condition. Doctor has given him a clean bill of health. The person realizes this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very often you go in gush, you knock on the door of the businessman. MashaAllah, he's sitting in his office, his business is flourishing. Brother, how are you? How are things going? What is his reaction? He says, I have to make lakh shukr of Allah. I have to make lakh shukr of Allah. A commonly used expression, what it means. I have to make hundreds and thousands of ni'mat, of shukr, gratitude, thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that statement mean? Mujhe Allah ke lakh shukr karna. I have to make lakh shukr of Allah. In other words, my business is doing well. We understand that ni'mat of Allah. We understand the ni'mat of the health of our families. We understand the ni'mat of the beautiful homes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We understand the ni'mat of the multitudes of favors and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. My respected brothers and sisters, it is a different matter. It is a different matter that we don't make the shukr of Allah, that we don't show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not referring to saying alhamdulillah or verbally thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest shukr, the greatest gratitude, the greatest appreciation which we can show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to utilize this health which Allah has given us. Utilize the wealth which Allah has given us. Utilize the multitudes of bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in a manner that is pleasing to Allah. In a manner that is in conformance with Allah's commands. Because that day is coming where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. This lam and noon mushaddad, when it comes together in one expression in Quran, it carries the meaning of qasam and oath. Allah says, I take an oath, I take a qasam, you will be asked. You will be questioned about my ni'mats, my bounties. Did you appreciate them? Greater ni'mat greater ni'mat than the ni'mat of health, than the ni'mat of wealth, than the ni'mat of our businesses doing well, than the ni'mat of the beautiful homes and children and family which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, my respected brothers and sisters, is the ni'mat of our deen, is the ni'mat of this iman, is the ni'mat of this tawfiq, that when that muazzin used to call the azan out 5 times every day, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that what is Allahu Akbar? What is Allahu Akbar? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. This إِنَّمَا in Arabic is what we call كَلِمَةُ الْحَصَرِ. We translate it in layman's terms, sirf or sirf. Only and only, it creates a meaning of exclusivity. إِنَّمَا, إِنَّمَا, only and only, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, who are the believers. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, when Allah's name is taken, when Allah's name is taken, when Allah's name is taken, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their heart starts tremoring. Their heart tremors. Their heart shakes with the name of Allah. It is not that Allah's name is taken, that Quran is read, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When Quran is read, the iman increases. When Quran is read, the iman increases. That is Allah's ni'mat. Allah's qasam. More valuable than the ni'mat of your health. More valuable than the ni'mat of your business. More valuable than the ni'mat of your family. More valuable than the ni'mat of the opulence of dunya which Allah has given you. More valuable than the ni'mat that is around you. Greater and more valuable than that is the ni'mat of deen and iman which Allah has given us. How much have we taken that ni'mat for granted? Were these masjids not crying every day at the time of Fajr? Were not the malaika of Allah cursing this ummah in their homes when those little children only used to wake up after the sun was risen? Was not the Kaabatullah cursing this ummah that today we have to see a day? In our lives, where there isn't one person to make tawaf around Kaaba. Was not the rawdah of my beloved Rasul, was not the rawdah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursing this ummah, that today there is no one to stand and make salam to him? How much has this ummah not taken the ni'mat of deen and iman for granted? How much longer were we going to be oppressors to our own families and deprive them of the ni'mat of deen? The people of science, the people of technology, the people of advancement, the people of deeni darkness and zulmat, they are in a plight, they are confused. We can understand their confusion. They don't have the Quran. They don't have Iman. They don't have the Deen. We are the Ummah of the Deen. We are the Ummah of the Quran. We are the Ummah of Iman. We are the Ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are still confused. We are not taking the lesson and sabak that was supposed to be taken. Our lives are not changing. We are not knocking the door of Tawbah. We are not turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not crying before Allah over that azan upon azan that fell on deaf ears. We are not crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our masjids were empty when they were open for us. That the ringing of coins and the running behind this relentless chase of this dunya which is going to come to an end still continued blindly. While azan upon azan would be called out, our elders cried and begged before us, introduce the halaqat of ta'aleem in your homes. Read the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We filled our homes with those shaitan boxes. So that till 1, 2 in the morning, it was nakedness, it was zina, it was shamelessness that polluted the homes of the ummah. The masjid was there, Kaabatullah was there, Madina Sharif was there. All this was open for us. Lifting our beddings and going out in the path of Allah was there for us. Dawat and tabligh was there for us. Were these not ni'mat of Allah? Our ishtimas were not ni'mat of Allah? Our places of zikr, our khankas were not ni'mat of Allah? Our darulums, our institutions of learning deen were not ni'mat of Allah? When our livelihood got affected, when our dunya got affected, we became parishan and worried. This was the qiyamah for us. Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, my respected brothers and sisters. The greater qiyamah is the loss to our deen. The greater qiyamah is the loss to our deen and our iman. This challenge that is facing us, and still the ummah is not making tawbah. Still we are not realizing, still we are infighting. Still we are targeting one another. Still we are hurting the feelings of one another. Still the ummah has not come onto amar. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says in the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, in the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is ibrat, is lesson, is a wake-up call. No Nabi is mentioned as much in the Qur'an. No Nabi is mentioned as much in the Qur'an as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Mufassirin say 28 juz of the Qur'an, 28 out of the 30 juz and paras of the Qur'an, Musa alayhi salam is mentioned. What is the reason for this? The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that my ummat will follow the Bani Israel. Hadwan na'li bin na'al. Hadwan na'li bin na'al. The expression is found in hadith. Sometimes you follow somebody, you see him in the distance, you go on the same road that he is taking, or you go down the same pathway or the tarafe that he is taking. The other is to emulate him, to follow him right down to the finest detail. The expression in Arabic, hadwan na'li bin na'al. Place your foot on the same spot that he placed his foot. Rasulullah said, like that my ummah will follow the Bani Israel. The ummah of Musa alayhi salam. The ishara is the halat and conditions that came upon that ummah will come upon my ummah. Halat and conditions that came upon that ummah will come upon my ummah. And the panacea, the solution that was shown to Musa alayhi salam, facing those halat and conditions, the same Allah is there, the same Quran is there, the same nuskha is there. Allah does not deviate and move away from His sunnat. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Allah does not deviate and move away from His sunnat. In the case of the Bani Israel, it was a different type of oppression. It was, everything had turned against them. They were caught up in the web of darkness. They were caught up in the web of oppression. Their little baby male children were being slaughtered. Their little baby female children were being enslaved. There were a society where it appeared as if everything had come to an end. They lost their wealth. They lost their earnings. They lost their livelihood. They lost their freedoms. Every type of situation and halat and tribulation had come upon them. What was the solution that was given to that ummah? Our situation is similar to that. It may not be an oppressive regime, but we are in a similar situation. There are many parallels that can be drawn between our situation and what the Bani Israel were faced. وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Few verses I have recited from Surah Yunus. There is no time to go into the details of the lengthy tafsir of it, that we can refer to the ulama-i-kiram. But few basic guidelines were given to the ummah of Musa alayhi salam when faced with such a huge oppression, such a huge test, such a huge trial, such a huge tribulation. What was the first thing? فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُسْلِمِينَ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُسْلِمِينَ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُسْلِمِينَ Allah has made it clear for us. If we didn't believe it before, if you didn't accept it before, Quran and Hadith was telling us, Quran and Hadith was telling us, medical science cannot cure you. The doctor cannot cure you. Medical instruments cannot cure you. Your wealth cannot buy you health. Your financial circumstances cannot solve your problem. Quran and Hadith was telling us, some of us accepted it. Some of us doubted it. Some of us elevated doctors and medical science, na'uzubillah, to the level of khuda. It was just a means. Allah puts the shifa, there is shifa. Allah takes out the shifa, best doctor, best instrument, best ventilation, whatever you have. Whatever you have, if Allah's amar and order is not there, it will be to no avail. So what was the sabak? What was the lesson? First thing, Bani Israel were told, build your iman. Build your iman. Break down the idols of tawakkul and reliance on any entity besides Allah. Come on to this. Alallahi tawakkalna. Alallahi tawakkalna. Alallahi tawakkalna. Our trust is only upon Allah. Wa ufawwidhu amri ila Allah. I have handed myself over to Allah. Like Nuh alayhi salam said, Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. Rabbi inni maghloob. Oh Allah, I've been overtaken. Ya Allah, I've been overtaken. My freedoms have been taken away from me. My masjid has been taken away from me. Kaabatullah has been taken away from me. Rozai Park has been taken away from me. My darulums have been taken away from me. My mattabs have been taken away from me. My khankas have been taken away from me. My dawat and tabligh has been taken away from me. My gasht has been taken away from me. My amal of hidayat have been taken away from me. Every wasail and means has been taken away from me. Oh my Allah, now is the time. Like the Bani Israel were told, Alallahi tawakkalna, place your trust upon Allah. Place your reliance upon Allah. In kuntum muslimin, if you are people of Islam, if you are people of Iman. So what did they do? Faqalu alallahi tawakkalna. They came onto this first message of Musa alayhi salam, that of Iman, that of tawakkul, that of placing their reliance and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, once that trust is placed upon Allah, what is the means? What is the greatest means? What is the greatest means? What is the greatest means, my respected brothers and sisters? Not some vaccine, not some scientific technological advancement. The greatest means is dua. Is dua, to knock the door of Allah, to turn to Allah, to raise our hands in dua. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi al-zalimeen wa najjina birahmatika minal qawmi al-kafirin. Like the Bani Israel, turn to Allah. Ya Allah, let us not become the fodder. Let us not be chewed up. In this zulmat, let us not be chewed up in this darkness, in this oppression. Oh Allah, take us out of this oppression. Take us out of this darkness. Open up the way for us. Open up the road for us. Open up the road of salvation. We cannot imagine the extent of the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. Turn to Allah. Knock the door of Tawbah. Knock the door of Allah's repentance from the bottom of the heart. From the bottom of the heart. This is actual shukr to Allah. To get up in the dead of night, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This night, what is referred to as Shab-e Barat, This is the amal of this night. To knock the door of Allah. To knock the door of repentance, to cry before Allah, to bring within ourselves. This is in fact a training for us. This was every night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many places in the Quran Allah describes the night of the true friends and the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رب رحمة ربه. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم directly is addressed in the Quran. ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك ومن الليل ومن يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. Verse upon verse in the Quran. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. All these verses, what are they telling us? All these verses, what are they telling us? Recently, just 2 or 3 weeks back, 27th of Rajab, many of us, there also the opportunity was not really there like previous years, but we took it for granted. So Allah tested us, Allah took it away, a wake-up call for us. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you will appreciate, Allah says, we will increase upon you. If you will appreciate, we will increase upon you. If you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. The point I was making, I am digressing. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسَّرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Allah speaks of one of the greatest mu'jizat and miracles. One of the greatest miracles that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That mu'jiza and that miracle which elevated him above all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. He was already elevated, but it made it clear. It made it apparent that mu'jiza and miracle, which in one sense became the fulfillment of the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, Ana nabiyul anbiya, then I am the nabi of even the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. When Allah speaks of that ni'mat, what does Allah say? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla. Layla. Allah says, we took him at night. Why not at the time of Ishraq? Why not at the time of Chasht? Why laylan? Why at night? There is ishara, there is indication that if you want uruj, if you want heights, if you want ascension, if you want the heavens and the earth to be shrunk for you, if you want the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be subjugated for you, if you want this heart to come alive, if you want this heart to come alive, my respected brothers and sisters, some section of the night has to be given to Allah. Some section of the night has to be given to Allah. In that same Surah Muzzammil, the last verse, lengthy verse of that surah, two rukus in that surah. In fact, the closing verse is the entire second ruku of that surah. Allah begins it such a beautiful manner, inviting us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful example. Adopt that example. Clothe yourself and color yourself and embalm yourself with the mold and example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala lovingly addresses his beloved, his Habib, in that verse in the Quran where Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah wants to describe the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah wants to describe the tahajjud of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That amal which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to say, Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. He used to say, Allah has kept my special ecstasy in tahajjud. Allah has kept my special ecstasy in tahajjud. ثلاثة يحبهم الله ويضحك إليهم ويستبشر بهم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are three people. Allah loves them. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Allah smiling, that is just for our understanding. Allah is above all that. Human expressions, these are expressions we use for our understanding. Allah knows best the meaning. But this is to indicate, this is to indicate literal translation. يحبهم الله. Allah loves them. يستبشر بهم. Allah boasts about them. يضحك إليهم. Allah smiles at them. Who are they? الذي له امرأة حسنة. That person who had a beautiful partner. A beautiful partner. وفراش حسن. And a soft bed. A soft and warm bed. A beautiful partner. Yet. تتجافى. جفا. Jafa in Arabic means to distance yourself, to create enmity, to create dislike. When Allah speaks of the slaves of Allah, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji. Allah says their backs have made jafa with their beds. Turn their backs on the beds towards what? Towards the musalla, towards crying before Allah, towards standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, yadharu shahwatahu. Yadharu shahwatahu. He has given up his lazzat and his ecstasy. He has given up his worldly enjoyments. Sara min firashi. He has given up his bed. Sara min firashi. He has given up his bed. He is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walau sha'araqad. وَلَوْ شَارَقَدْ. He could have carried on sleeping. Such is the appreciation of Allah. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what happens? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah addresses his malaika. Allah addresses his malaika. Ya malaikati. O my angels. Unzuru ila abdi. Look at the slave of mine. Look at this banda of mine. Look at the slave of mine. Given up his enjoyments. Given up his worldly lazzat. رَغْبَةً فِي مَا عِنْدِي وَشَفَقَةً مِمَّا عِنْدِي. Why? Because he desires my Jannat. He fears my Jahannam. He desires my Jannat. He fears my Jahannam. Ya Jibreel. One narration Allah addresses Jibreel. مَنْ تَلَذَّذَ بِكَلَامِي وَاسْتَرَاحَ إِلَى مُنَاجَاتِي. That person who gets lazzat and ecstasy talking to me. وَاسْتَرَاحَ إِلَىٰ مُنَاجَاتِ. And his heart gets rahat and peace in my communion, in my munajat. One author, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah, mentions, كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِ كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِ فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. That person who says that he loves Allah. That person that he says that he loves, who says that he loves Allah. وَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ. But when darkness descends, he is sleeping the entire night. كَذَبَ. He is a liar. He is a liar. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Does not every lover wish solitude with his beloved? We are advised with social distancing. We are advised with solitude. We are advised under the current circumstances to remain within our homes. Our Shariat is adaptable. Our Shariat is adaptable. Our Ibadat is adaptable. We have been given a complete, comprehensive Shariat that will address every situation till Qiyamah. Solitude is something that is praised in Shariat. Solitude is something that is matloob and desired in Shariat. We may be forced into it now. Let us take advantage of this opportunity. Let us take advantage of this opportunity. Make solitude with Allah. Make solitude with Allah. Go into seclusion with Allah. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. The author, Allah is asking, does not every lover wish to be alone with his beloved? أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ. Coming back to that verse of the Quran, Allah does not just say, Allah wishes to describe the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah does not say, my Nabi stands in tahajjud. No. Look at the mode, look at the expression, look at the compassion, look at the love exhibited in this expression in Quran, where Allah says, inna rabbaka, inna creates emphasis. Verily, inna rabbaka, who? Your Rabb. Allah is addressing his beloved directly. Inna rabbaka. Inna rabbaka. Verily your Rabb. Who? The Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is referring to himself, but Allah does not say, inna Allah, verily Allah, no. Inna rabbaka, verily the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Rabb, Allah addresses his beloved. Ya'lam, knows. Annaka, that verily you, my beloved, taqumu adna min thuluthay al-layl, wa nisfahu wa thulutha, wa ta'ifatum min alladhina ma'ak, are standing in tahajjud salah sometimes 2/3 of the night, sometimes half the night, sometimes less than that. In summer months or in winter months, if the night is 12 hours long, what does this verse mean? That the tahajjud salah of the greatest of humanity, the greatest of Allah's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be 6 hours long. 6 hours in tahajjud. Hatta tatafattara qadama, his mubarak feet would swell. Aisha, our mother radiallahu ta'ala anha, couldn't bear to see this. لِمَ تَصْنَوْ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Why are you exerting yourself like this? Such maqam, such status. Allah has forgiven you. You are the beloved of Allah. What was the response of our beloved? What was the response of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا Aisha, should I not be one who makes the shukr of Allah? We know how to make shukr for dunya. Learn to make shukr for deen. Appreciate the ni'mats of deen. Appreciate the ni'mats of deen. Appreciate the sukoon that Allah has given us in the dead of night, that we can easily turn a tap, water comes out. We can turn a tap, water comes out, my respected brothers, when you turn that tap in your warm homes, where the water has been heated with the geyser over the night, where you have to don't feel any discomfort whatsoever, when you turn that tap, ponder and reflect that in this continent, Africa of ours, out of every 10 people, 9 people don't have that. 9 people don't even have that much that they can walk up to a tap inside their house, turn it and warm hot water comes out in the dead of night. And still we can't give a little section of our night to Allah. Still we can't separate ourselves from those beds. Still we can't knock on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say, unko samjha do, unko samjha do, unko samjha do. Jo raat ke kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de raha hai, to wo murde dil ke saath chal raha hai. Allah knows best. Some ulama even go to this extent. They say, tell them that if some section of your night is not being given to Allah, then you are moving around with a dead heart. The enlivenment of this heart, the nuraniyat of this heart, the cleansing of this heart, the connecting of this heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very, very effective means is tahajjud. This night is a training for us, my respected brothers and sisters. Let it not be that we deprive ourselves on such nights like this. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming. Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah in his Fazail Ramadan, one place he mentions that more than 20 riwayat on the encouragement for Sahri, on the encouragement to get up in the latter part of the night, not just to fill your stomach with Sahri, not just to make the fast psychologically easier because you have shortened the period of hunger, no. So that at that section of the night, you knock at the door of Allah. You turn to Allah. You bring alive the sunnah of tahajjud. Bring alive the sunnah of tahajjud. More now than any other time, the ummah needs it. Humanity is in need of it. Cry not only for ourselves, cry for our human brothers, whether they be Christians, whether they be Jews, whether they be polytheists, whoever they may be. The poor out there, the mazloom, the oppressed out there, the suffering out there. Our deen, our iman, our Islam, the akhlaq of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to have compassion for them. To cry for them, that Allah remove this calamity from them. Allah make this calamity a means of their hidayat. Because greater than the problem in this world is the problem of akhirat. But we don't desire any problem for them. Not even the problem of this world also. So cry that Allah removes it from them also. Our brothers and sisters that are suffering in various parts of the world, in oppression, in prisons. Their freedoms already have been removed for years upon years only because they were reciters of Kalima. Little bit of difficulty we are going through now. This is a time for us to reminisce. A time for us to empathize with their situation. To realize the ni'mats and bounties which Allah has given us. And don't take them for granted. In a split second Allah can take it away from us. So some section of our nights have to be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This night of Barat is a training for that. The riwayat, we are running out of time, it was not my intention to speak for so long. As the actual amal of this night is dua, is tilawat, is zikrullah, is tahajjud, is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is istighfar. But the riwayat which I mentioned at the beginning, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator, that he makes an observation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that لَمْ أَرَكَ تَصُوم شَهْرًا مِنَ الشُّهُورِ مَا تَصُومَ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ That Ya Rasulullah, I've observed that you do not fast, obviously besides Ramadan. You do not fast in any month besides Ramadan, although it is not there in the text of the hadith, it is understood. That Ya Rasulullah, you do not fast in any month so much like how you fast in Sha'ban. Why is it that you fast so much in this month? Many of us will be keeping Roza tomorrow, 15th of Sha'ban. But this entire month is a month where we should increase our fasting. Try and at least every Monday and Thursday. The fasting of Monday and Thursday, these are established sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, Ayyam Abil, the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. But nevertheless, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala says that, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that you fast so much in this month, particularly of Sha'ban? That is obviously besides Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned two things. One is, he said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. Rajab is amongst the Ashhur Hurum, the sacred months. Ramadan is the Sayyidu Shuhur, is the leader and the greatest of the months of the Islamic calendar. Sha'ban falls in between these two months. Human nature is such that between two highs there is a low. This is human nature, or there is a possibility of that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a month, people generally are in ghaflat in this month. They are in negligence of their deen and their iman in this month. Why? Because on the one side, the sacred month of Rajab, the other side, Sayyidu Shuhur, Ramadan. So this falls in a period of ghaflat. ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. One very important sabak and lesson, like I said, I've run out of time, so very, very briefly, my respected brothers and sisters, one very important sabak and lesson we learn from this response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, one of the qualities of Allah is that Allah is shakur. Allah is shakur. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala is very, very appreciative. Allah is very, very appreciative. This is Allah's. Allah doesn't need us. Yet such is the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, when there is an environment, it becomes easy. If a group of Muslims are sitting together, one person opens the Quran, for the others to open the Quran becomes easy. Why? There is an environment. When there is an environment, things become easy. When there is no environment, then things become difficult. Masjids were there, our masjids were open. Now we are in our homes. It is a test. It is an environment of ghaflat. If against the environment and against the circumstances we will exert ourselves, my respected brothers and sisters, this will not be a loss, this will become an opportunity for us. Reward will be multiplied exponentially. Why? Because the environment is not there. Masjid may be closed, it does not mean we stop our a'mal. We exert ourselves even more, and Allah is very, very appreciative. Example of this, the hadith, famous hadith of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقِ فَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most beloved place is the masjid. Why? Because the masjid is the place of Allah's zikr and ibadat. أَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The most hated place is the bazaar. Why? Because the bazaar is the place of ghaflat. The bazaar is a place where people forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The environment is conducive towards the dunya, to take one away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who enters the marketplace and despite the environment of ghaflat remembers Allah, faqal, la ilaha illallah wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhi wa yumit, wa wahayun la yamud biyadihil khayru wa ala kulli shayin qadir. He reads the fourth kalima in the marketplace. In the masjid, we know the fazilat. We know how many times the reward is multiplied. Out in the path of Allah, we know the fazilat. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam singles out the marketplace. He goes into the bazaar in an ajeeb fazilat. Ajeeb fazilat. What does Allah give him? One time he remembered Allah in the place of ghaflat. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Katab Allahu lahu alf alf hasana, wa maha anhu alf alf sayya, wa rafa lahu alf alf daraja, wa bana lahu baytan fil jannah. Four things Allah gives him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah writes down 1 million good deeds for him. Allah wipes away 1 million sins. Allah raises him 1 million ranks in akhirah, and Allah builds him one palace in Jannah. Why? Because he remembered Allah in the place of ghaflat. Where there was no environment, this is why it is the cry of our elders, particularly during this period. Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The beauty of your Islam and your deen and your iman is to stay away from useless things. Stop these chat groups. Stop these spreading fitnas and rumors with one another. Stop these internal arguments that is destroying the ummah. Stop wasting our time with that cell phone. This Allah has forced us, Allah has brought about circumstances where we are forced into seclusion. Let us make the seclusion valuable. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from haram. Remember Allah. Send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase our tilawat of Quran. Establish the halaqat of ta'aleem in our homes. The second part of the solution that was given to the nation of Musa alayhi salam. وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّعَا لِقَوْمِكُمَا بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. They were in the height of oppression. What was the command given? One is, create your link with Allah, turn in dua, build your iman. And the second thing, second command that was given to them, make every home a masjid. Make every home a madrasa. Make every home a masjid. Make every home a madrasa. If the physical masjid is locked, we make dua, Allah open the masjid. Allah make it easy for us. But during this time, our deen is adaptable. Make your home the masjid. What stops us from establishing madrasa in our home? What stops us from establishing the halaqat of ta'aleem in our homes? What stops us from making muzakara with our children how to make salah properly? How to have concentration in our salah? Hazrat Mu'ayyus Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, particularly in his 6 points, just the other day, Bashir Bhai phoned me. Allah give him long life, Allah give him shifa. He made this, Mu'ayyus Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi's muzakara of the 6 points, particularly is to mention this, the importance of the effort on salah, the postures of the salah, khushu and khudu in salah, concentration in our salah, how we should be making our salah. Make this muzakara with our children. Make this muzakara with our wives, with our families, in our homes. Establish the halaqat of ta'aleem, the 6 points muzakara, iman, iman, particularly speaking of Allah's greatness. Educate our children, explain to them the situation, and what is the solution in our turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe our tears are full of showing off, maybe our tears are riyakar, our efforts are broken, but those masoom children, when they will cry, when they will raise their hands, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How compassionate and kind is Allah Ta'ala. Allah's mercy is just looking for some excuse. Perhaps it will be those tears. So this is why it is the cry and lament of our elders. Make this time valuable. Make this time valuable. For a Muslim, every situation is an opportunity. It's not a loss. Every situation is an opportunity. It's not a loss. Every situation is an opportunity. It's not a loss. Let us make it valuable by establishing the a'mal of iman, of zikr, of ta'aleem. Make our home a markaz of hidayat. Make our homes a markaz of hidayat. Take the time out. For years our elders are saying, make ta'aleem regularly, we haven't been doing it. For years our elders are saying, let there be an imani mahol in our homes, we haven't been doing it. Now we have the opportunity. Even now if we don't do it, it will be a great loss. اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة وبشر المؤمنين. And Allah says, if you will do this, give glad tidings to the believers that we will remove their difficulty, we will remove their hardship. Why? When there is ghaflat, if you will turn to Allah, everything will be multiplied exponentially. Abu Salaba Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala, famous hadith, للعامل منكم أول المتمسك فيها أجر خمسين منكم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Salaba Khushani of the last part of the ummah, that is towards Qiyamah, when there will be ghaflat, when there will be zulmat, when the masjids will be empty, when people will be leaving Islam in droves, when the effort of deen will have come out of the lives of the ummah, at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, awalil mutamassiki fiha, those who will hold fast to my way, those who will hold fast to my way, in that time of ghaflat, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. 50 times your reward. He said, khamsina minna o minhum. Khamsina minna o ya Rasulullah, 50 of us sahaba, or 50 of the people of that time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, bal khamsina minkum. No, 50 of you. 50 times your reward. Why? لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا. Because, oh my Sahaba, today you have helpers, there is an environment. Such an environment that when the call was made to God in the path of Allah, even the youngster who was 14 years old was standing on his toes that so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi will think he's older and send him out also in the path of Allah. Such an environment. لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا. They will not have helpers. They won't be an environment. People will taunt them, people will mock at them, people will laugh at them. At that time, those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. Why? Because a'mal in the period of ghaflat will be multiplied. A'mal in the time of ghaflat will be multiplied. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Usama bin Zayd, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. That is a month, but generally people are in ghaflat between Rajab and Ramadan. And it is a month. وَشَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said this month of Sha'ban is the month when our report card is presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our report card is presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did my Nabi say beautifully? He said, وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I wish that when my report card is presented, I am in a state of rodha. I am in a state of fasting. In other words, I am in a state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat. This is a very mubarak and a very great night. Generally, ulama-i-kiram tell us that there is no set established wazifa for this night that we find in hadith. Generally, it is a night of dua, of turning, of repentance, of begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many riwayat with regards to the virtue of this night. From a sanad point of view, ulama ikram will understand better. Most of them are da'if, but there is one principle that when there are many, many da'if ahadith, it reaches the level of hasan or hasan li ghayrihi. Based on that and on the established practice of the ummah throughout the centuries, this is a night of great virtue and great opportunity for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly in the face of this great test and trial which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into. Let us understand, my respected brothers, put all the conspiracy theories aside. Nothing in the heavens and the earth happens without the permission and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our solution is to turn to Allah. Our solution is to place our trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our solution is to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have found Allah, then my respected brothers, no coronavirus or no anything else can ever harm us. There will only be khair and benefit if we find Allah. If we lose Allah, then the coronavirus is a very, very small, tiny, inconsequential difficulty to the actual difficulties that will face us. So we have to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to turn to Allah. Keep our perspective, keep our understanding, keep ourselves within the parameters of Sharia. And particularly, as we said, on this Mubarak night, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep ourselves engaged in amal, and try and fast as much as possible in this month of Sha'ban.